Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She is the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing three other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Willis, Jr. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee. She is the former chairperson for Justice for Girls at SCLC New Orleans Chapter. She is the newly elected Universal Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary Director. She is a mother of two daughters and four beautiful grandchildren. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Line of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. As always, we are very happy and blessed to have you with us on today. Yes, you are tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our beautiful, lovely co-host out of Miami, Florida, Pastor Doris Smith. All right, today's topic is the place he has prepared for us. We are going to be talking, coming from the Bible and the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, and other books and other chapters in the Bible and verses as well on today. Before we begin talking on the topic for today, let us bow our heads and have our opening prayer from our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Greetings and blessings each and everyone that's connected to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show this evening. We pray. Lord, we thank you today and we praise you. We thank you for another opportunity, another chance that you have given us in the beauty of this new day to live, to breathe, and have every fiber of our being. Lord, we thank you today for the strength that you have given us. We thank you for being our shield, our protection. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and continue to do. We thank you, Lord, that as this word go forth today, that you will bless the hearts and touch the minds of the people that are connected as we share today the place he has prepared for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. We truly want to continue praying for our nation on today, praying for all of those who are sick in the hospital with the coronavirus and their families who have lost loved ones to the coronavirus. We want to continue to pray for everyone around the world, including ourselves, that we can stay in and stay safe. All right, listeners. All right, we're going to go into our topic for this evening, the place he has prepared for us. Those of you who have your Bible with you, if you like, you can turn with me to the book of John, chapter 14, verses, we're going to do verses 1 through 4, and then we may come back and do some other verses there in John. For those of you who have your Bible, turn with you to that chapter, John, in the book of John, chapter 14, and we're going to begin reading from the first through the fourth verse. And it reads as thus: Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Verse 4 says, And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. God bless the reading of his Holy Word. Listeners, listeners, listeners. God gave me this topic for today because certainly there is a place that he has prepared for us. And who is us? Who is we talking about? And who is Jesus talking about? He's going to prepare a place for us. Now, is that place prepared for everybody? I don't think so. I think that the place that he has prepared is for the righteousness. And in the Bible, we may not be able to get through all of it today, but it clearly tells us what we must do, how we should prepare ourselves to enter into this place that God has already gone before us and prepared for us. So, listeners, we need to open our ears on today and ask God to give us the spirit of discerning and knowledge, and most of all, help us to understand what this lesson is about on today. Okay, so Jesus said he went away to prepare a place for us. Let me ask you, where is this place Jesus is speaking about? The word used in verse 2 that is often translated mentioned, it is mentioned means a dwelling place. That's a dwelling place for what? What are you saying, Chapman? Here in the American Standard Version, the King James Version, and the NIV, it says, and in other several translations, it's mentioned. And in the English Standard Version, translated rooms. Some Bibles may read it as a dwelling place. And John 14:23 says, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And if we read further into the Bible, he said, if you read the verse what I just read, I go to prepare a place for you. We understand this to mean that the Lord Jesus has procured by his death on the cross for every believing sinners to enter into heaven. He has prepared for a place there by entering heaven as our representative and taking possession of it on behalf of his people. He has prepared for us a place by entering the Holy of Holies on high as our great high priest, carrying our name in with him. Christ would do all that's necessary to secure for us a welcome and a permanent place in heaven. Now, when we die and not knowing where we're going to spend eternity, that's a bad position to be in. And the Bible tells us not all are dead. They are only asleep. When they die, the first place they go is to a grave, a dark place. That's the dark place. That's the room he has prepared for us. That your separate room. He has prepared, there's a grave there, some may be cremated, however, they put their loved ones away. They only is asleep. They're drowning, and they couldn't find their body in a Red Sea or whatever sea they're drowning in. On the day that he comes, he said he will come as a twinkling in an eye. And he said that the dead will give up the dead, the grave will give up the dead, the sea will give up. And he said he's going to come, and he said we all will go back. And the twinkling of an eye, we all will be caught up in heaven as one. I think my co-host gonna go into that a little bit, so I'm not going to dwell on that a little bit. I'm going to just talk about this dwelling place that he's talking about in John 14. So we see here that Christ will do all that's necessary to secure for his people and welcome a permanent place in heaven for us. So we see that it was the blood that he shed it on the cross, that Jesus prepared a place for us in the Father's house. We are made kings and princes and priests to our God and are given a place to dwell with him in the highest temple. It is now our reward to be with the one who secured that for us. And in doing so, he told his disciples, he left instructions back here, what to preach and what to do in order to prepare his people to go to that place where he's gone, where he's already has gone, he's already has prepared. So there is obligation. There is things that we must prepare ourselves for to enter into that place he has prepared for us. Now what is our part? What do Jesus expect us to do? What do the disciples expect us to do after they had lost their lives, bringing forth the word that God had instructed them to do in the biblical times? You know, they went out and they spoke of Jesus, and they spoke of him coming into the world, and they spoke of him being the one, the Messiah that came into the world for us to save us all. They also went out and they talked about him, how he healed the sick and how he gave sight to the blind and the leprosy. And we're talking about, we worried about a coronavirus, but in the biblical days there was a plague upon the people that called the leprosy. And there was all type of plagues that God had put on the earth because of this, because of the people's disobedience. Bring us back to what we said last week. If my people that are called by my name would only pray, seek my face, humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, there goes the key right there. We have to turn from our wicked ways. He said, then we will hear from heaven, and then he will heal the land. So what we're going through now with what's happening to the whole world, not just New Orleans or Miami, Florida or Mississippi or Washington, D.C., all the 52 states here in the United States, but it's also happening outside of the United States. So with one is wise, we would think, but this is the act of God. This is something that God is trying to give his people attention. And then some of them are still being stubborn, hard-headed, disobedient, and still doing what they want to do. The Bible clearly tells us to obey those that who have authority over us. Yes, we have some doubts about the president and maybe some doubts about our mayor and maybe some doubts about our governor. But there still is warning us every day to not to go out without masks on your face. Make sure you wear rubber gloves. Make sure when you cough, you cover your cough. Make sure you stay home to keep the spread of the coronavirus down. Is people paying attention to that? Some of them, yes. Is others, some of them, no. They're still having large gatherings. They still want a party. They still, I saw on Facebook where they had this big old party on Easter Sunday. No children are around. Nobody's wearing a mask. So this is why things, this is what God is trying to reveal to his people. You got to do it my way, not your way. And we have to learn how to be obedient. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. I'm going to move on because the co-host has a lot to say. And we do have a lot of callers that are calling in on today. And we do want to have an opportunity to hear what they're saying on today. So we see here that the blood that he shed on the cross, that Jesus prepared a place for us in the Father's house. We are made kings and priests to our God, given a place to dwell with him in the heavenly temple. It is now our reward to be with the one who secured this for us by his death and resurrection. This is why Jesus finally brings comfort to the disciples in John 14:3 by saying, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Come, Lord Jesus, bring us to our eternal dwelling place. I'm asking God, I'm saying, now come, Lord Jesus. When it's time for you to come, come. And I don't know about you, but I want to be with him. I want to go back with him in the rapture. I want to be with the holiness of the holiness of the Christians. So today, what we're talking about, how to prepare ourselves for the place he has prepared for us. Our one important thing we can rely on and have confidence in, it is having faith in God and his word, which is in the Bible. He made, how many believe that Jesus is coming back for the righteous? And he has prepared a place for them. Looking into the book of John and reading what we just read in chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, it tells us, let not our hearts be troubled. We have nothing to worry about. If you're doing what thus says the Lord and walking up in an upright, righteous way, then we should not let our hearts be troubled. And then as we read on down and later on, I'm going to come back and I'm going to get into it because he said he didn't even, once he left the earth, he said, I don't even want you to worry about nothing because I'm going to leave with you another comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. Now, he said he got the Holy Spirit still guiding us, and he said it would keep us from all wrong, and that we would know what, that we would do all things that which is right. Now, how many people take time to listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling them again? How many times we pray and ask God, now, God, guide my feet in the path that you would want me to go. Now, Lord, am I listening to the right voice in my head? When that voice tells me, look, I wouldn't do this or that, I wouldn't go here or there, are we listening to the Holy Spirit or on the other side, are we following our own mind and doing what we want to do? How do we know what to do when our mind talks up? We should pray. We should pray. Jesus said, the ones that know me would hear me and they would know my voice when they hear my voice. I'm going to kneel now. Remember, listeners, you are still tuned in to Faith in Your Fears Radio Talk Show with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, co-host Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. And I'm going to kneel here and let her come in and hear what the Lord has given her to tell us on today. And I'll be back with you. And we're going to emphasize more on this topic for today. It's an exciting topic, the place he has prepared for us. I don't know about you, but I want to go there. I want to go there because everything Jesus did when he was walking there, it was good. So the place he went prepared for has to be better. Co-host.
Amen. Such a beautiful sharing by Evangelist Chapman on this evening. As we continue, the place he has prepared for us. When we think about a place that God, the one that truly loves us and truly expressed it, even in just a short week or so ago as we went through the resurrection, beautiful expression all through Holy Week up until the resurrection, his love, which we know to be no greater love. There is no greater love than the love of Jesus Christ. He didn't just allow his blood to be shed on Calvary that we would have a chance to live in eternity, but he allowed that blood to be shed so that we could have the beauty of life right here on earth and then transition to have it in eternity with him. He's gone away to prepare a place. That love extends not just what he did when he asked God to give him a body to come down and suffer everything you and I could have ever imagined going through, but it went far beyond that. I don't just want them not to perish in the sense, praise God, of them having to not spend eternity with me, but I want them not to perish in the fact that I'm going to leave my blood here for them, even when they make a mistake, that they could be repented, get right back in right standing, get right back on that narrow road so they can keep coming towards the place that I have gone away prepare for them. That place, when I think about that place, I look at the conditions of the world today and where we are, and believe us, we are not fooled. God's not fooled, and neither are you, neither am I. We were already told in the Word of God that there will be wars, that there will be rumors of wars, that there will be earthquake. We have already in this world experienced and seen the effects of Ebola. We've seen AIDS hit the land and people panic. We've seen 9/11 and people panic. We have seen levels of things that are spoken in the Word, just like now we're seeing coronavirus. But I want you to know, in spite of everything that's going on, praise God, he said, I am going away, but I'm coming back. I'm going to prepare. Listen, everything he did is the most beautiful implication and showing of his authentic and true divine love ever known to human man. I want you to know, praise God, that he said, I'm going to prepare this place for you. See, this place I'm going to prepare for you, this is not something that everybody knows. And I'm going to tell you based on what scripture says. Nobody don't know about this place. See, this place, in the sense that you heard it in scripture and you hear us talking about it, but I'm going to take you to the word of God that takes you a little bit deeper when he begins to speak about the place that he has gone to prepare for you. It's such an amazing and awesome thing for someone to love you so much that they will take the time, have never committed sin, never know sin, to suffer. Praise God. Of course, he was the only one lay his life down because they couldn't take it, because I want to fix this place for you. I want to prepare this place for you where you'll be able to live forever. I want to prepare this place. It's truly amazingly beautiful to know you're loved so much that someone will go and prepare an eternal resting place for you. Jesus is truly the greatest, and there is no greater love than the love of Jesus Christ, the King. A king that never knew sin, but bore our sin. Did not wait for me to get it right, but while I was in sin, he made available the opportunity for me to live again. Just imagine a place where there is no more tears. Oh, my, my, my. See, on this side, we say I cried my last tear. No, because there's some more tears over here on this side of life that you're going to cry. We ain't cried our last tear until we transition from this place to the place where there'll be no more tears, to the place where there'll be no more pain. There'll be no more sorrow. That's what we have to look forward to as believers. Believers, praise God, we have to look forward to what? Eternal life, to spending eternity with the Lord, no longer in or of this world, but in our heavenly home, transition, have exchanged, praise God, and stepped into that more that glorified, praise God, our body with, where we won't suffer the things that we suffer here. The word of God says in the book, 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, and beginning at verse 9, it says, but as it is written, now watch this, it's written, it's documented, it's the fact of the matter is documented. As it is written, I had not seen. So see, you can't go around and talk about this place he's preparing. You can't go around and say, yeah, I've seen it. It's over on Jerusalem Street, and the house is made like this, and this is made. No, you ain't seen this. This is what he is putting together for you and I, for the believer. He said, I had not seen. He said, nor have ear heard. This has not even entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. What a reward for the man, for the woman, for the boy, for the girl that have an understanding of the word of God to the point that they literally love him. Live holy, what it means to love him. Keep his commandments. If you love me, keep my command. If you love me, do what I say. If you love me, trust me. If you love me, have a reverential fear of who I am. Don't just live no any kind of way and just throw my name around in vain. But if you love me, live holy, because I'm holy. If you love me, live righteous, good God Almighty, because I am righteous. As we're speaking about this quote in verse 9, I want to go on to teach you, to share with you what he's saying. This is an extraction from Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 4. It's a prophecy that God had treasured up wonderful truths. Look at here. Which could not be discovered by the natural senses, but which is in due time he would reveal to those who love him. This is what he's talking about when he said, no, eyes have not seen this, ears have not heard this. Can't nobody walk up and say, I felt in my heart that he was going to prepare a place. No, he's telling you in the Bible, but he's going even further. He said he would reveal to those who love him. So those that don't love the Lord, they have not, this has not been revealed to them. This is a facilitation of what he takes these three parts, the eye, the ear, and the heart, or maybe even the eye, the ear, the stress of the mind, by which we learn what earthly things. But these are not sufficient for the reception of divine truth. But there, what do we need? The Spirit of God is necessary. And that's why they say, they that worship me must do it how? In spirit and in truth. This is an amazing, awesome gift that keeps on giving. He didn't only lay his life down, but he kept right on giving. He kept making a way. He kept providing a way of escape. He kept opening the way for you, even when you fall and mess up. He allowed you to get back up. All he requires is that through the power of the blood that you would repent, that you would turn from your ways, that you be godly sorry for the evil, for the things that you've done, and get back in right standing. He said, listen, ain't nobody seen this. I'm only going to reveal this to the ones, praise God, that love me. I'm only going to reveal this. This is what the word of God is saying to break down this scripture. He said, eyes have not seen it. You ever hear people say, oh, well, I had a feeling of this, or I had a discernment of this, or I dreamed this, and I just felt in my spirit that this was getting, no. The words say, I have not seen it. No. This is sealed through only a spiritual and a divine release through the power of love. He said, to those that love me, for the reception of this divine truth is not just received by no anybody living no any kind of way. For the Spirit of God is necessary, a relationship, a connection, a divine connection of God with God, for God, through the power of his Son, Jesus Christ. The place he has prepared for you is a place where there'll be no more pain, there'll be no more sorrow, there'll be no more disappointment, there'll be no more shame. He has gone away, but I assure you today, he's coming back. The question is, this is not for us to just talk about because it sounds so good. If we're going to embrace this, we got to live it. We got to live it. It's got to be through relationship, because one day we all going to see God, but we all not going to hear him say, well done. The only purpose, he said, I'm coming back. And when I come back, because I'm definitely coming back, I'm looking right now. How do you look, you think, in his eyes? Because he knows who loves him. He knows who serves him. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He knows everything. There's nothing that shocks him. He said, I'm coming back looking for a church. You are the church believer. I am the church Christian believer. Praise God. It's not the buildings. Many have forgotten what the church really is because they've gotten so caught up with the buildings, so caught up with the edifice, so caught up with the titles and names that go across them. But I come to tell you this evening, the true church is you, the believer. And everywhere you go, the church just showed up. So we are so grateful this evening, as I share this last comment with you to turn it back over, we have to realize, praise God, that while we have a chance, let's press out the wrinkles. Let's press out the things. Let's get ready, because no man know the day or the hour that he shall return. Evangelist Chapman.
God bless you. God bless you. All right, you're still tuned in to Facing the Clear Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. All right, listeners, remember, you too can join into this awesome conversation by pressing the number one on your phone. Just press that number one on your phone, and I will bring you into the studio to talk at that time. And I want to just yield here for a minute, because I did have someone to call in, and I wanted them, we're going to just yield from a minute, get back with our subject on today, our topic, our episode on today. I'm going to bring in somebody shortly for them to share something with you. Women, this is good for you to listen to. This is good for you to listen to so you can be able to know what we do and what works, what our works are with the NAACP. I'm going to bring in this phone number, last four digits of this number, 0776, our code 504, last four digits of the number, 0776.
This is Alice.
I'm bringing into the but you're in the studio now.
This is Alice.
Good evening. How you doing, Ms. Lewis?
I'm doing fine. I want to thank Mrs. Vangelis for inviting me to talk on the show. I'm calling from the NAACP, the New Orleans branch, and I'm calling to get people to change. Now we're having a social change in this city, in America, and this city. So I'm calling for people to join the NAACP because the NAACP is working for the people in New Orleans, the New Orleans branch. Hello?
Hello, we are here. We hear you, Ms. Lewis. Ms. Lewis
okay.
is our chair for the women. She's going to talk a little bit about the women of wind, and I'm going to give her that opportunity to speak. Now, go ahead, Ms. Lewis. You may continue speaking.
All right. The wind organization is under the New Orleans branch. Women in the NAACP, that's what it stands for. And I'm asking every woman to join us because we need your help. The women of the NAACP, we work with women to enhance the branch and enhance our community. We work with children to better their lives. Also, so we'll be working with, it's a social change now in New Orleans, so we'll be working with them, with the city and the mayor with the changes. We are, at this time, I want to let you know how much the membership is, because you have to be a member to work with WIN. Membership is $30 for women, $30, and $10 membership goes to WIN. So that's $40. And if you're interested in it, since you can mail your information to the New Orleans branch, P.O. Box 26013, New Orleans, Louisiana. The zip is 70186. The New Orleans branch meetings is the second Wednesday of each month. But also, when you send in your membership, send your membership to, along with your name, address, phone number, and your email address. And I thank
you're so welcome. I thank you for calling in to the Facing Your Fears and giving us some information on the NAACP New Orleans branch. As I said, Ms. Lewis, she is the chair for that. The women, she's been with the NAACP many years. As a matter of fact, she is a lifetime member. It's a blessing to have her on the radio show with us on today, and I am the second vice president of the NAACP New Orleans branch. So if you, those of you out there who's interested in from the city of New Orleans, if you want to join, just let get in contact with me and get in contact with the NAACP New Orleans branch, and we'll hook you up. God bless you, Ms. Lewis, and thank you for calling. And all right, callers, we'll go back into our topic on today. That is, I am scanning my dashboard to see if anyone else has any anything that they want to say at this time. And if you do, feel free to just press that number one on your phone, and I will gladly bring you to the studio to share your comments. If you have any questions or just want to just talk about the subject on today, feel free to hit that number one on your phone, and we will gladly bring you in before the co-host comes back with her second part of her lesson on today. I just want to say there's three things that we should keep in mind here. What Jesus is saying when he said in the, what he tells us in the chapter we just read, John 14, verses 1 through 3. The first thing is, let not your heart be troubled. The second thing is, if you believe in God, you should also believe in him. And the second is, he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it wasn't so, he would not have told you, right? And I also want to focus on the verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So where is this place where Jesus has to come down to earth? He taught, he healed the sick, he gave sight to the blind, he raised the dead. Everything that he did was good. But he knew he had the reason why he come into the world. He had an instruction from his Father before he left heaven. He already knew the purpose for him coming into the world. That is to save the lost, those which was lost, us, to save us from our sins so we could prepare ourselves to go to the place where he has prepared for us. Now, there is another place, and you have a choice. Jesus went away to prepare a place for us where there'll be no more pain. And if you look in the book of Revelation, in the 21st chapter of Revelation, John talks about it. And the John that I'm talking about back here, not the same John that's in John, or the book of John, but this is John, the disciple John, when he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And that's in chapter 21 of Revelation. The first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adored for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, so now we know there is a heaven. There is a heaven, because John said he heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. Now, there he comes back, and that's a confirmation of what we just read there. When before he left to go there, he told his disciples, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, then you may be also in my Father's house. Who is his Father? God is his Father. Is many mentioned. If it were not so, I would not have told you. He said, if that wasn't such a place, he wouldn't tell us. He wouldn't have promised his disciples that. He would not have promised us that. And he goes on to say here that, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, nor shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. Listen, as our co-host said to us, what a blessing and what an amazing place, an awesome place to want to go, where you won't have to cry no more. You won't have to die again. There's no more death. Once you die the first death here on earth, and we go to the place of God that Jesus has prepared for us, there's no more death there. That he said he you won't even have to feel sorry about nothing anymore. All this pain down here, everything that happens, all no more coronavirus, no more AIDS, no more heartaches, no more heart attacks, no more sugar, diabetes, the cripple gonna have if you got one leg, you're gonna have two legs. If you don't have no legs, you're gonna have two legs. And the same with your arms. If you have one eye, you're going to have both eyes going to be able to see. Because he says in his word in Revelation 21, He says that, and he that sat upon the throne says, behold, I have made all things new. And he says unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. He said he told John to write these things because what he's saying is true and he's faithful to what he has promised us. And he said unto me, it is done. He said he is Alpha and he is Omega. He's the beginning and he is the end. Now, he said he's going to make all things new. For the former things are going to be passed away. But now if you keep reading on that, I'm going to just read 8 and let you know that the ones that cannot go to this place, if you do not do what thus said the Lord and do what the Bible requires us to do and be obedient to that word of God and live holy and righteous, if you do not do that, then this is what's going to happen to you. And verse 8 says, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and the adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. My God, my God, my God. You done died once. You done suffered already on this earth. Picture this. You done suffered already on this earth, and some have suffered unto death. On this sick bed, they done suffered, now they done died. And now they're sleeping, awaiting for the resurrection. Right? Now, once the resurrection comes, and if you're not caught up in the rapture to go back and be with the Lord, the ones who die in Christ shall rise first, right? Now, if you don't be one of those, then you're going to die a second death. The second death, what is it just described? It's going to be fire and brimstone. And that's going to be forever and forever. And he says down here that if you read and keep reading after the show is over, I want you to begin to start back reading where I left off. That he's going to tell you about the plagues and the seven last plagues. Because see, we did it with coronavirus now, but that's just a tip of iceberg. And then he said, who shall be able to stand? Who shall? You can run to the rocks and the rocks don't cry. There's no hiding place. Now, where could we use it? If a hurricane, like I said last week, if a hurricane comes to New Orleans, we can prepare to go to Florida, Mississippi, or Texas. We can get up out of here. But where can you run to with the coronavirus? Everywhere you go, the coronavirus is killing people. It's there, too. My Lord, my Lord. So just think of how the last day is going to be. When God starts, when Jesus comes back and God is going to be, he's going to round up the righteous. We're going to be the ones who's in Christ. He's going back to be with us. And then the ones that have to stay here in the tribulation and die a second death, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. You're going to have a chance to make it in the tribulation, but it's going to be hard. And then one day we're going to talk about that. We're going to start in the book of Daniel, our co-host, Doris, and we're going to talk about the book of Daniel and bring them to where Daniel was talking about the days that we're living in now, the last days we're living in, where at any time Jesus can come. He come as a twinkling of an eye. He said, be ye ready, but no man knows the day or the hour that the Son of Man may come. So with this lesson on today, it's getting late in the show, and I'm still looking for callers. If you still have time, to just press that number 1 on your phone. And I think we have a caller here, and we're going to go to that caller. And that is, I hope it's not my co-host, but no, she would have this here by her. It's our code 786-5094. Our code 786-5094. All right. Trying to get you in the studio. Okay, call.
Hello.
On the air. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi.
God bless you.
Hi, I'm calling from Miami, Florida. I just want to say God bless you, Evangelist Hampton and Pastor Doris Smith. I just wanted to chime in and say I just really enjoy, you know, the word and listening to it. And I just thank God to have get to know a person with such love that for me as so God loved me so much that he would go and prepare a place for me and allow me to do the things and live the things that I, of the world that I called was living at the time. And I just want to say thank you. And I'm just so uplifted just listening to the word and knowing that now living is in Christ and that he loves me enough to go and prepare a place for me where I won't have to go and live this old in this sinful world and then die and burn forever. I just give God the glory and just thank you guys for being so so open and giving up your time enough to spread the word of God to us, to people, such to his children such as myself. And you all have a blessed and wonderful night.
God bless you. God bless you.
Beautiful.
Thank
God
you for
bless
calling
you.
In, caller. And I know that Pastor Doris Smith is calling out Miami. She might want to say something to you. We're going to give her the opportunity at this time to say something to the caller that called in from Miami, Florida, co-host.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We just thank you for coming on the line. Praise God. And we truly thank and praise God that we are able to share something that will encourage and inspire and uplift you. It's truly a blessing when you think about how much God loves you, that he will go and prepare that place for you so you have a chance to live in eternity. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? God bless you, and we love you, and feel free to continue to connect in with us on these great topics.
God bless you. God bless you again. We want to thank you for calling in. Continue to call in. Remember, every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30, Central Standard Time, and 5:30, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. We're on the air every Thursday, and we are just encouraging everyone to call in and join in with us, and welcome to just press that number one on your phone if you want to just come on and just share what God has given you to share. If you want to just say a prayer, sing a song, whatever you want to do, facing your fears, I'll be glad to have you. Just press that number one on that on your phone, and you will be in the studio. God bless you. Call and thank you again for calling in. All right. We're going to go back into our lesson on today, and we're going to let our co-host, we have some minutes left in the show, and we want to for her to come back and give us a little bit more on what she was talking about, and then we will have our prayer early today, because we don't have an opportunity to really do our closing prayer since we don't have too many people that's calling in on today. I don't see anyone want to say anything, but if you do, just feel free to press that number one. Co-host, you may start your second half of business.
Yes, as we will just continue to share on the place he has prepared for us. When you pause for a moment and begin to think about that place, then you see going to church. You see the meaning of church. You see what it really means to be a servant. You see it in a new light when it becomes real in your life to the point where your heart changes, your mind changes, your life begins to line up with who God is. You begin to search the scriptures because you'll have a hunger and a thirst after righteousness to please God. You have a hunger to please him. You have a desire to please God. You want to make it right with him. When you begin to really take the fact that he has prepared this place for you, and for a moment, not only has he prepared it for you, but he's given you every opportunity, even in the fact that we mess up every single day. We do something every day that does not please him. He gives you the ability in that day, before your head hit that pillar, Lord, forgive me for anything that I've said, anything that I've done, anything that I've thought. Lord, anything that has sent off a stent in your nostril, anything that did not please you, forgive me. Because you don't want to take a chance to lay your head on that pillow without repenting. We ought to repent every day, throughout the day. You don't know when he's coming. I've made it a conscious decision to ask God to forgive me. I don't intend to hurt anybody, and it's never my will to. But I always ask God, Lord, forgive me for anything that I've said, done, or thought. Because what you think may have been okay may not have been so okay. But you got to remember that place that he has gone to prepare for you. You don't want to lose the opportunity to spend eternity with the Lord. You don't want to live here 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Some God is allowed to get to the promised year 70. Some he's allowed to exceed the promised years, because somewhere in their life, I always say, as a plied woman of God, they please God. So he didn't just give them the promise. He gave them the promise plus some more gifts, more years, more chances, more opportunities to live and breathe and have every fiber of their being. I say that so that you would understand that church is not a social club. It's not a place where you go just to dress up, to look good, to be seen. That's your life. You are the church. We are the church. Church is a group of baptized believers through the power of the word of God and the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed over 2,000 years ago. It has nothing to do with a concrete building. You are the church. How's the church doing today? Is the church still standing, or has Zion got lax? Wherever you go, what's the church saying today? Is the church got faith today, or the church has given up today? Come on, come on. We are the church. And I'm going to tell you, some people, the only church they're going to see and hear is you. What is your church saying? Are you pouring the word of God, the sound doctrine of truth, into your life so that when the church speaks, it could speak the oracles of God? Or are you allowing yourself just to say amen to anything come forth, ain't checking nothing, ain't validating nothing, ain't verifying nothing? When a word go forth, your Bible should be open too. You're the church, especially if you're a believer. He went away to prepare this place. But one of these old days, you don't know when, I don't know when, he's coming back. And the question is, will we be ready when he comes? The only way to do that is to search yourself. The word of God says in 1 Corinthians 11, and during the scriptures of communion, verses 23 through 30, and it says a man ought to examine himself, speaking of even the breaking of the bread and the wine, the representation of his blood and his body, which was beaten for many, which he suffered for many. He says, often, as you do this, I want you to do it remembering me. I want you to not just know it yourself, but I want you to share it with your children and share it with your children's children and children. This is the Passover. I want you to never forget where I brought you from. I've gone to prepare this place for you, believer, for you. He said, the only one going to understand this through the power of the Spirit is the one, praise God, that has love for who I am. It's not going to just be revealed to know anybody. I'm not just going to toss this to anybody, but it's the one that has connected with me through the power of a love, divine love relationship. That's of God. You can't live no any kind of way and then expect to leave here and spend your life in eternity. No. He said, you got to be holy because I'm holy, righteous because I'm righteous. The perfect one has not returned, but we should be striving towards the mark of perfection. He is the mark. Each and every day of our life. So many are caught up on man being pleased. But what about living a life that pleases God, that makes him happy with you? He already told you don't have no confidence in man. That lets you know right there he'll fail you. He's gone to prepare a place for you and for me. Let us live so we can embrace the place that he is going to prepare for us, so that when he calls our name, when we reach our number, we depart from this life, be it in the grave or still here. He says that those in the grave are going to rise first, and those that remain will be caught up to be with me in the air. regardless of which way it is, we'll be able to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. God bless you.
All right. We truly thank our co-host for all that God has given her to share with us on today, and we pray that everything that we said was pleasing and acceptable in the eyes of God. And we pray that some ear out there that heard, the ones that do not know God and the pardon of their sins, that you can receive Christ. You can live a holy and acceptable life to Christ. All you have to do is just cry out to the Lord and repent and tell the Lord that the Savior, save your soul, and just repent to him with all that the sins that you've done, and ask God and truly be sorry for them and ask God to forgive you. He said he will forgive you. He will forgive you. God is a God that will not reject. He comes to save those that which is lost. So overcoming the fear of rejection is what we need to learn how to overcome. If our love for the Father divides us to seek others, to seek his approval, that we will not need to be fear rejection from others. We have to learn how to overcome our fears of rejection and realize what we've done and go to God in repentance of what we've done. In everything, we should give thanks to God. He wants to hear our doubts and fears and questions, but he especially desires our praises. A lot of us, we want to go to God when we get in trouble and when things are going wrong, we want to cry to the Lord, Lord, help me. And, oh, God, this is going on in my life, blah, 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 blah. But do you ever take the time out to go give God some glory, to praise God for what he's already have done in your life? When he woke you up this morning, that's a prayer. When you were able to get out of your bed to wash your face and had the activities of your limbs to walk to your bathroom, that's a praise, listeners. When you put food in your icebox and you're able to go and fix yourself to eat and you begin to eat it, that's a praise. When you can get up the phone and call your children or call your mother if she's still living, your father, interact with your friends and your members of your church, that's a praise, us to give him praise. And what are we afraid of? Understanding your fears help you learn more about who you really are. Who you really are. Who God made you to be. God made us in his own image, the Bible tells us. Then we can understand who we really are in Christ. What Christ have really prepared for us. As co-host explained to us earlier, said, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for us. And I tell you, listeners, on today, I'm excited about being a child of God. And I thank God that he turned my life around. I thank God that I was ready. Really, I was willing. I am willing and I am ready to do the things that's pleasing and acceptable in God's sight. And, Lord, I'm not that Paul said, you see, now don't think that everything you're going to do is going to always be right, because Paul said he died daily to sin. He died daily to sin. All right, listen, we only have about 2 minutes in the show today. We were talking about the place he has prepared for us. We were talking about faith, understanding, knowledge, eternity, promise, and we were going over the scriptures with you on today. And before we have our closing prayer for our co-host, let me give some information how you can contact me. I am yours truly, the host of Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, where we give people the opportunity to come from behind the mask and to discuss things that have you chained and bound, or domestic violence, anything that have an environment that you're living in that's not of God, that's making you tired of being tired. This is a radio show to tune into. And then you can contact me by emailing me at all lowercase letters, norma_chapman@yahoo.com. That's lowercase letters, norma_chapman@yahoo.com. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Norma Chapman, or view our Facing Your Fears page on Facebook. There is a page on Facebook, Facing Your Fears, or you can just go to What Faith Can Do page, which is one of our pages as well. Now, we would have our closing prayer by our co-host, and before she do the closing prayer, she's going to give you some information on how to contact her very shortly. We have no minutes left, but go ahead, co-host, do a short prayer and then give quickly some information, very quickly.
Yes, you all can reach me by contacting the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation through the Word of God and the Power of Prayer. We are on every Tuesday and Thursday morning, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can dial 712-775-7031. Access code 710-569 and the pound. We are doing every Wednesday noonday prayer. We are praying through with that same number. You can connect with us. Also, you can connect with me on Facebook, Doris Smith.
All right.
Father, we thank you today, and we praise you. We lift you up, and we magnify your holy name because you're worthy. We give you what's to you. That's all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Father, we pray that you will not only touch each and every person on this line today. Don't let them leave the same. But, Lord, where they need encourage. Where they're down, lift them up. Where they're discouraged, encourage them. Lord, where they're weak, make them strong. Meet every need, God. Even in the midst of the crisis, you're still God. And nothing changes who you are. In the midst of the crisis, you are still God. And we thank you today. And we praise you for the host. Thank you for sharing that was done on the line. And it's our prayer that all will be blessed as you heal, deliver, and set free all those that have been affected by this coronavirus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. We want to thank our listeners for tuning in on today. And that is the show for today. Hopefully you will tune in on next Thursday at the same time with the same number that you call on today. God bless you and God keep you. And remember, listeners, stay safe. Stay in and stay safe. This is the end of the show for today. Goodbye now.